Hi, Language Arts Lady here. Welcome to our next episode of Writing Tips for Every Grade, Kindergarten. So this is number two. Last week I did a preschool one. So we're going to move into kindergarten. So let's have a little bit of a review of last week's video first, because a lot of those same concepts are going to carry over into kindergarten. So one of the most important things that I said last week in the preschool one definitely carries over for many years, actually, and that is that pinning and composition are two different things. This is a really important belief system, so to speak, because if we think that the pinning process is writing, then all of a sudden we have the small motor skills, the artistic aspects, and everything of writing. And we're considering that to be quote-unquote composition. So I like to look at composition as thinking, organizing, assimilating, receiving, and then being able to put all that together to write. Whereas penning, the actual physical act of penning, is art, right? So you can have somebody who is a great thinker who is very good at writing, creating, composition, but maybe has illegible handwriting, for example, as an adult even, right? So think about that when you think about composition is thinking and penning is art, all right? Now, when we bring this into the process, all of a sudden, we are thinking about two different avenues of learning entirely, two different expressions of children's abilities, right? Because we are talking about penning as being artistic. Some people have it, some people don't. And actually, other than the fact that they have to be able to get their writing down someplace, penning is not even can have nothing to do with writing. Think about somebody who writes everything through dictation, right? They speak it into a dictaphone or something. Or think about somebody who writes everything they write on a computer. They never pen anything. And in that regard, penning, the physical act, is art. And it requires small motor skills, and it requires artistic abilities and things like that, whereas composition is thinking. So we're going to carry that through all the way as we go through here when we consider writing, because kids can write from the time they are able to speak. Because another one of the things that I emphasized last week is teaching children that writing is a spoken word written down. If they can speak it, they can write it. If they can speak it, you can write it for them, right? So they can be writers at very young ages. Some other things that I talked about last week were the importance of reading aloud and of building a large experience of background. We build this background of experience. We build this, like all these hooks that the child has in his brain. We build that through reading aloud and through experiences and through discussion. So we want to be doing all of that, because guess what? Reading, discussion, and experiencing things are all what we as adults do when we write. We bring all of those things to the writing process. So just like the student is going to bring all of those things to the reading process, and then he's going to comprehend better and understand what he reads or understand what is read to him better, so it is the same with writing. He's going to have a bigger background of experience to draw from. He's going to have more knowledge. He's going to have more connections to put together to become a good writer. All right, so let's dig into these kindergarten lovies, as I like to call them, because they are so precious, right? Anyway, we don't want to thwart their desire for writing. I think about my little five-year-old granddaughter, just turned five. I talked about her last weekend here, and how she just wants her parents to write everything down for her. And how great that is, because she is seeing that writing is just the spoken word written down. And she knows if she can say it, she can write it. So we want to beware at this stage. However, with all that being said and how important writing is, we want to beware of too much writing instruction before reading fluency is reached. So when I think of reading fluency, I think of a child who can open up any kind of picture book and read it without a lot of difficulty. And so not step into reading, or not a vocabulary controlled nor a phonetically controlled book, but rather just like Amelia Bedelia, Clifford, you know, just a regular picture book off of the library shelf, that a child can read that, and that without a lot of difficulty. That means that he has reached a stage of reading fluency. And one of the problems that we can see in kindergarten and first grade is that a lot of times writing instruction is thrown into the curriculum too early. And so with that, we have children who are learning nouns and verbs, but they can't read Clifford. They can't read Amelia Bedelia, right? And so we are really using the time that could be spent on reading lessons, on phonics lessons, on building reading fluency. We are using that on writing and grammar when it's not even time yet, right? We don't move into writing, full writing and grammar and language arts instruction like that until the child has reached reading fluency. And we don't want to use any of that precious time that we could be building that reading fluency through reading lessons, right? Rather than nouns and verbs and things that mean nothing to the child. So we want to focus on reading still in kindergarten. We want to focus on reading. We want to focus on sounds. We want to focus on phonics. We want to focus on word recognition, so that later on they can actually do the penning or the typing process. All right. Now, I talked last week in the preschool one about how we could write everything for the child, and how important it is that the child see that that writing is a spoken word written down, and that if they could say it, it can be written. And so we can do this by writing underneath his coloring picture, a sentence that he wants you to write, writing something on his menu his placemat at the restaurant, writing sentences on the whiteboard for him, writing words on the whiteboard for him. All of these things are ways that we can write for our child. But now we can even move into writing paragraphs for the child. And the way that we can do this is we don't even have to call them paragraphs yet. We can just say, you know how I wrote a sentence last week under your coloring page? What if this week we write three sentences? What if we write more than just one sentence? And you ask him to tell you two or three or four sentences, and all about that picture. Guess what? It's all going to be about the same thing, which is what a paragraph is. Paragraph is a group of sentences that are all about the same thing, and a paragraph is a unit of thought. And so if you're writing underneath the coloring page and he's describing it to you, or he's telling you a story, he's telling you what happened in it, and you're doing three sentences, four sentences, he has just written a paragraph. And you can even point that out to him. You can say, look how many sentences we have. You can indent it. You can make it look like a paragraph rather than a list of sentences. And say, look at this. You have written just like in our book. And show him in a book how that's a paragraph, and how he has just written a paragraph by giving you many sentences of information. And you have written it down for him, and he has written a paragraph, a unit of thought. So let's move from just writing words and phrases and statements and sentences in the preschool period to writing paragraphs for him. It's a really great time to get some of those blank books and write a paragraph every week, write a paragraph every day in it. Just say, hey, let's write our paragraph today. Today, why don't you tell me some sentences about your trip to the zoo? The next day, why don't you tell me some sentences about making dinner with Daddy tonight? Why don't you tell me some sentences about our puppy? And you name the subject, and you have just given him the unit of thought. And then he is going to give you sentences, and you will have paragraphs. Blank books are great for this. You can get those at the teaching supply store. You can get them. I get a lot of those on Amazon. Blank books, they can draw, and then you can write underneath it. Or you can use stickers, or they could do a coloring, some kind of coloring page, cut it out, glue it on one side, and then on the other side, you write his paragraph for him. Continue with the writing words with a highlighter, and then having him write over them if he really likes that. because then he's penning and thinking, and that might make him feel like he's writing more of a paragraph, even though we know the word sentence was written when he gave it to you and you wrote it with a highlighter. But if the student really does enjoy writing over what you've written, then you can for sure keep doing that, writing with the highlighter and then having the student write over it. Be sure you write in manuscript when you do that. And after you write something for him, whether it is a sentence or a paragraph or whatever, then work on him reading it back to you if he's learning how to read. If he isn't learning how to read yet, don't worry about that. But if he is learning how to read, and this is going into next week's tip a lot more with the first grade, but let him read back to you anything that you've written if he is learning to read. So this has been Language Arts Lady with Writing Tips for Every Grade, Kindergarten Edition, and I will see you next time on the First Grade Edition. Thanks for following.